Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we often hear folks that are older and wiser talk about the things that they let go of, the things that they realized had no basis of reality in their life, and the things that when they were young, well, they cared too much about. And those things got in the way of their happiness, their joy, and sometimes their success. On today's show, I want to talk about the things that we might want to think about letting go of to make ourselves have a more joyous and happy, more fulfilling life. You know, I find it interesting when you do talk to people that are older and wiser, some of the things that they let go of to be happier and healthier and joyous and wiser are a lot of things that we get stuck in on a day-to-day basis, stuck in the minutia of life, dealing with things that, well, they serve no other purpose but to hold us back, to make us feel bad, and to get in our way of success on every level. The first thing I want to talk about on today's broadcast, something that I find very interesting and something that I think people talk about often but don't know exactly how to stop. And that is to stop caring what other people think about you. And that can be easier said than done. And so I want to add some clarity onto that subject matter today, right now. And yeah, I agree with you when people say, hey, just stop caring about what people think. That seems it's pretty hard, and it seems really easy for them to say that. So how do we begin realistically and honestly doing exactly that? And I think it begins with accepting our own life, okay? I think that it begins with accepting who we are, where we are in this lifetime, how we feel about our successes and possibly, well, our setbacks and our things that we consider failures, and how we deal with it. Because I realize that a lot of times people don't vocalize the fact that when we're listening to what other people say and talk about us and we care about that, a lot of times the reason why we care about that is because it's echoing what we're thinking in our own mind. Right? And I think that's why it hurts us so much. It's like being around a family member that says something derogatory about you. Perhaps you're not good with finances. So perhaps you have a difficult time of saving money. You're constantly at a loss. You're asking for help. And then there you go. Your mother, your father, or somebody looks at you and says, you're really horrible with finances. I mean, could you be any worse? And you get angry and you get upset by that, but the reason why you really get upset with that is not because of what they said, but it's because of what? It's because you've already said that in your own mind, and then they double down on you, right? You already said it. You already feel it. You don't need someone else echoing this negative sentiments that you already feel. And I feel that's why we care about what other people have to say. It's not necessarily that it's just their opinion. I think a lot of times it's our own opinion of ourselves. Because think about it. When people say stuff about me that's not true, doesn't really bother me because I know it's not reality. It's only those things that go in that gray area or the things that I've already thought about that make me kind of go, oh God, that hurts. And so really, it's about living your life and figuring out those things that are our shortcomings and figure out how to rectify those things in our day-to-day life. And then it's really no longer caring about what other people think about us. It's about really thinking about how we think about ourselves. And I feel that when we begin to understand that and realize it's really never been about them, right? And the way we present ourselves and how we project ourselves directly relates to how other people make opinions on us, then all of a sudden, we begin to understand that we got to figure out who we are and live right by who we need to be instead of the other way around. It's interesting how we make our own judgment calls on ourselves, hold them against ourselves, and assume that other people are making those judgment calls as well. Is that the case? Who knows? You're not in their mind. So we need to step back and look at this from a bird's eye view and realize what we need to do is embrace ourselves, right? Figure out the things that are tough and challenging in our life, and then figure out how to overcome those. And that takes time and that takes effort, and that begins with basically creating a list of things you want to change in your life, things that you're not happy with, things that you need to work on, okay? Sometimes that is a change of our value system in the way we act or what we do in our life, or we need to change our values, right? Whatever that might be. And we need to work at whatever we feel as though we don't have the finger on the pulse, the thing that we seem to be falling behind on. We need to begin to work on and figure out how we as an individual can better ourselves in this situation, can basically take our lives into our own hands and do what we need to do to impact our lives in a positive, healthy, happy manner. And I believe that when we begin to do that, what other people think about us has no bearing anymore. Because we realize that we are the judge, jury, and executioner. It is really nobody else, right? And when we get right with us, for the most part, most people are right with us. You see what I'm saying? So when we get right with ourselves, other people follow that lead. You know, it's like the same type of concept when you walk into a room and you feel, well, you don't feel like you belong. Okay? And you walk into that room and you don't feel like you belong and you have your head down and you're acting kind of strange and you're not really talking and you look a little disjointed. Well, people are going to treat you differently because they don't understand where you're coming from or why you are acting or carrying yourself a certain way. And so you're basically getting more of what you're reaping and sowing. If you were to walk into that same room feeling good about yourself, on top of the world, outgoing, hey, how you doing? Talking to people, making eye contact with a smile on your face. You're going to be the center of attention. You're going to be the center of the party. That's just the way it is because your energy that you are giving to other people is lighting them up. They're loving it because you are fueling this positive reaction. And the same is the same when you're using the other reaction altogether too, because you know it. Anytime you've been down or distracted, you get that same kind of attitude. You know, it's like when you walk down the street and you say, hey, how you doing? Usually that person, when they look at you, is going to respond back with, hey, how you doing? If you go, yeah, hey, they're usually going to respond back with, yeah, hey. Yeah, I mean, people really literally follow the direction that you give them. Whatever energy you put out there, you're going to get back. And so if you're getting right with you and you're taking care of the things that have been in your way, for example, maybe you aren't very good with money. And now you've begun to figure out how to save money and what you need to do to save money every month and the things that you're not supposed to be buying because you can't afford it and this and that. And you start figuring that up and you put together a plan and a budget and all that great stuff in between, right? And you do all that. Eventually, it's going to come across that you have it all together, that you figured it out, right? And your actions speak louder than words. And eventually, people realize exactly what's going on in your life and what you're doing in your life, and they'll actually respect it. And you can also be a leader to a lot of people as well who are going through a lot of the same type of stuff. I always find it very interesting because when we do feel that somebody's being negative to us or making a comment, it either is something very rude that shouldn't be said, right? It's something that's kind of rude or meant to hurt us in some sort of way. But on the flip side, it's almost like a megaphone. It's like you have that thought in your head, and then that other person basically says something to the same type of concept, and it irritates you and it upsets you because it's almost like hearing your thoughts over and over again, but from an outside source. When we often hear these things about us, like we're not good with money, or perhaps we're not good in relationships, or whatever it is in between, a lot of times, as humans, we hold on to these negative concepts and these negative thoughts. And so my second thing that I believe that should be let go of to have a more joyous life are the negative thoughts and comments in our own mind. And usually those appear based on what other people have said about us, or what is brought up in conversation, or how we were raised as kids and what we went through. It's really wild how one negative comment can stick around in somebody's recesses of their mind forever. It's weird how we as humans connect and hold on to the negative stuff more often than the positive stuff. And I know that might sound odd to you, but it's true. You can do your research on that. It's very interesting because it's kind of like the opposite is the affirmations that need to be repeated over and over and over again. Because not only do they need to be repeated, but they have to be believed. It seems that many of us, the majority of us humans, have low self-esteem. And the negative comments seem to connect and to stay with us much longer because we believe them. Okay? Anything that sticks with us because we believe them to be the truth. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about the things that we must let go of to have a more joyous life and how you can begin to do that right now. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out The 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the things that you can let go of to have a more joyous life. When you sit back and you look at the wise folks out there that are a little older and a little wiser, they figured out a lot of stuff, okay? They figured out how to stop caring about what other people think about, which is what I just talked about, and also letting go of those negative comments in your own mind that are holding you back mentally, emotionally, and physically in your life. It's interesting how we as humans have a tendency to have low self-esteem, and because of that, we believe the negative over the positive more often than not. I know, it's just crazy. It's ludicrous, I tell you, but it's true. Okay, it's true. And because of that, what happens is that our whole life we've been raised or certain things that apparently we're not good enough at, you know, or things that we are not, we can't do, or the things that whatever it is, okay, maybe we're too short, maybe we're too overweight, maybe we're this, maybe we're that, and we grow up with this entire image of ourselves that doesn't add to our life, it takes away from our quality of life, and it becomes hard to let go of those thoughts. You know, it's interesting how we can hold on to those thoughts for a lifetime, and those thoughts don't do anything to us but hurt us, hold us back, basically keep us underwater where we're drowning in our entire life. And so how do you let that go? How do you let those comments go, those negative comments that do not help us at all for any reason, shape, or form? Now, you can begin to let those go by recognizing the fact that they're there, okay? It's like recognizing the fact that there's an elephant in the room. You finally got to step up to the plate and say there's a polka-dotted elephant in the room. It's right there in the right-hand corner over there. It's taking up that whole area of the couch, and we need to figure out what we're going to do with that. And I think a lot of us have that elephant in the room when it comes to our negative thought processes, and a lot of us just don't know how to let it go, but we have to be aware of the fact that it exists. We have to be aware of that, and then we got to replace it. We got to replace it with something. You can't just keep it there. You can't just be like blank slate all the time. And I try to do that, but we got to replace it. So what do? We got to bombard it with positive thoughts, with real positive thoughts, like the things that you are good at, the stuff that you like, the things that you're proud of yourself, and being able to build yourself up and realizing that, yeah, it might be easy to think about the negative stuff. It might be easier to look at that. But reality, when that sets in, you realize that in order to change your life, in order to better your life, quite honestly, you've got to believe that you are good enough. You've got to believe in the process. You've got to believe what you can do. And that begins with reaffirming on affirmations to overcome the negative thought process. And I've written a lot of affirmations for a lot of my clients. I've written lists, usually 7 to 10 affirmations that, if repeated 3 to 4 times a day, can do wonders. And I know you might say, well, what's that going to really do if I'm just repeating a bunch of affirmations? Well, you got to believe them. Okay, I'm going to throw that out to you. You've got to believe the affirmations. You've got to believe the fact that you are a good person. You've got to believe the fact that you can do something. You've got to believe the fact that if you're telling yourself you're a leader, that you are a leader. And you got to basically visualize that into reality. Okay? Good example is, let's talk about your brain. Your brain is a glass of water, let's say, that's affixed to my table here in the studio. It's affixed. It's being held down. It's glued down, for God's sakes, onto the studio table, and it has this water in it, and some of the water is clear, and some of it's kind of murky and dark. And I consider the clear water to be the positive thought, and the murky and dark water to be, well, the negative thoughts, the stuff that gets in the way and holds us back in our life. And so how do we clean out that water and have a fresh, clean glass, i.e. fresh, clean brain? How do we do that? Well, we can't take it off the table. It's like, I can't take your brain off your head, you know, open it up, wash it out, and put it back in. It just doesn't work that way, right? So we have to bombard it with positive messages. We have to bombard it with a reality that's positive. Because when you look at the other side of the coin, when you look at the negative thought process, that's not reality. Okay? It's just the stuff that you've believed your whole life. That doesn't mean it's reality. Some people believe that the earth is flat. Okay? You can believe that your whole life. That's not true. It's just not true. But we believe in these falsities, these falsehoods our entire life, and they become a reality. Right? So why not take those you know, non-real negative thoughts out of our mind, replace them with positive thoughts that are more real with the negative thoughts and the actual reality, replace them and change our lives forever. And that's what this is all about, because we can believe the negative or we can believe the positive. And what I found the negative to be is just stuff that holds us back, a antiquated belief system that's not really true, and it's directed and designed to make us feel bad about ourselves, and eventually, way down the road, to create a lot of regret in our day-to-day life. Think about it. Let me give you an example. Okay. You tell yourself day after day, I'm never good at this. I can never do this. I'll never make this happen. Is that really true? Can you never do that? Will you never create that? Are you not successful? Can you not do this? I think that's false. But I think the more and more that we believe this falsehood, the easier it is to believe, the more we hold ourselves back, the more we don't accomplish something, and then later on down the road, we have a bunch of regret. And then there we are when we're laying on our deathbed, right? And we haven't accomplished what we wanted to in life, and we realize that we could have done it, and other people that didn't even have as much intelligence or belief or whatever has been able to accomplish a ton of stuff that we didn't, we begin to realize that we actually did everything we could to make ourselves feel bad in this lifetime, to hold ourselves back, and better yet, to be like the harshest judge. Life is tough enough when you are your worst judge. I mean, my gosh. I've had some clients that have come in my office that really, to be quite honest with you, I mean, if it came down to them, I mean, they would execute themselves based on the fact that they don't feel like they're good enough. And I think a lot of that thought process started at a young age, even in elementary school, prior to that possibly, maybe from parents making some, well, some comments they shouldn't have and what have you in between. But that's life. And so we have to let go of that, and we have to create the reality that we live in right now. And that is so important to make our lives better and to achieve. I have some affirmations on my website on AshleyBurgess.com. If you're looking for that, you can look at some mantras as well. And I create these for clients, and when there's a belief system and the ability to see it actually coming into fruition, it actually does work and changes people's lives forever. The third thing that you might want to think about letting go is anyone that is constantly taking advantage of you. Anybody in your life who's constantly taking advantage of you, everything, whether it's money or resources or friends or your time or whatever it is, and they're rarely giving back, this might be something that you really want to think about. This might be something that you really want to ponder. Is this the friendship that I want to spend all this time giving, and it seems like it's a one-way street? When people take advantage of you in the beginning, I think it's shame on them, but later on, I think it's shame on us. Okay, because when you really think about it, let's step back and analyze the situation. When you let somebody take advantage of you over and over again, okay, And that could be various examples here. Various examples here. A good example that a lot of people get, it's a very elementary example. It's very simple. Very, very simple. The concept of the person that's always asking you to help them move. Okay? Like, you've helped them move 6 times. Okay? Have they ever helped you move? Never. Okay? And I know that's a simple example. I get it. But I think you can apply that example to the most intricate of life situations. And when we allow it to happen once and twice, okay. But when we keep allowing it, what we're doing is we're training that person to take advantage of us. And we're also showing them that we don't have a problem with it. We're showing them that we don't have a problem with it, or that it's okay to take advantage of me this way. And so, again, it's a two-way street. So we got to let go of the person taking advantage of us, but we also have to do what? We got to stop allowing it. And then we got to look within ourselves and say, why am I allowing this in my life? Why do I think I'm not good enough? Why do I feel like I should be taken advantage of or used? And then that's when you start really peeling back the layers and realizing this is much more than just John or Barbara or Susan that's taking advantage of you. It's way more than that. It's you not caring enough about you to step up to the plate and do what you need to do for you. That means that somehow in the recesses of your life, you don't feel like you're good enough or valuable enough to be respected. And that's what the bottom line is. So then you got to ask yourself, why is that? Does that go back to the negative commentary in my mind? Does that go back to that thought process where I'm constantly saying I'm not good enough, or I'm lucky to have these people in my life? I can't believe they haven't run away from my life. I don't have any friends. I got nobody. Whatever that negative commentary is going on, that's part of this. That's part of the reason why you allow yourself to be taken advantage of. And it's also a big reason why you care about what other people think about you, because you don't think you're good enough, right? Because what you value within you isn't good enough. You got to look to other people to define who you are. Bingo! What do we have from Johnny? Yeah, see, that's the deal, from A to B. And when we realize that all of this actually plays a part in the bigger scheme of things, we realize the whole enchilada. We realize the bigger perspective. After break, I'll be talking more about the things that you want to let go to have a more joyous life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in 2 shakes.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about the things that we can let go to have a more joyous, fulfilling life. You know, you often hear a lot of wise and older folks talking about the things that they don't care about, the stuff that they left go, the stuff that doesn't matter to them anymore. And you know, you see their lives and they are happier and healthier. And so right before the break, I was talking about how we want to let go of anybody who is constantly taking advantage of us. And that's simple to think about. You know, in this show, well, we can be simple, but we're also quite deep. And so right before the break, I was talking about, yes, we have to let go of them, but we've got to realize why we allow it to happen. Okay? Because we allow it to happen because it's within us. Because we feel like we don't deserve any better. We're scared to lose that friendship, scared to let go of it, overwhelmed by it, worried because of what? The negative broken record, the comments that we're thinking about that's negative against our character, that goes back to the fact of why we worry what other people think about us. You see how this is all snowballing? It really is. And often we just think that there's like one symptom that we have to take care of, that one thing that's the problem, but it's not the one thing, is it? It's all of it. Combined. And once we begin to kind of start chipping away at this fake wall that surrounds us and keeps us from being who we are, when we're able to chip that away, we begin to realize who we truly are, the value we offer, and why we're here on this planet, and how important it is that we learn this type of stuff now. The next thing that I think letting go of that's so important are the people who are never around. There's a lot of people that a lot of us give a lot of credence to. We care an awful lot about some people that aren't around. There's some people that you think about often that they don't communicate with you. They don't reach out to you. They're never there for you. Anytime that you've ever needed them, they don't come through, right? We got to let go of those people because they just take away from our quality of life. Okay, because we're too busy thinking about them. I wonder what they're doing, and why haven't they called me, and I hope they're okay, and I'll leave another message. Okay, they haven't returned my call. That's okay. I'll text them again. Okay, I'll send a card. No response. I sent a Christmas gift. I sent this. I sent a birthday gift. I sent XYZ. No response. You got to let that go. And why you keep dealing with it is part of the whole other stuff, right? Because you think you need them. You think you got to have them, and that's why you keep kissing their butt all the time, too, if you really think about it, right? But another thing, too, that you want to think about is just even why it matters that you need to spend time with them. Like, what's the reasoning? What's the connection? Why are you holding on to this? Is it because you're holding on to the fact of hanging out with somebody that doesn't have time for you? So you're kind of hurting yourself, and you're kind of putting yourself down in this process? Is it because when people are really around you, you have a tendency of not spending time with them because they're there, so you don't really want to see them? It's only the people that don't give you the time of day that you want to see. Do you see what I'm talking about? I know. I get it. See, the thing about it is that our biggest issues are not the outside world. It's not how people treat us, because the way people treat us is directly related to how we treat ourselves and what we think about ourselves. Isn't that correct? So isn't it really about getting right with us? I think this whole show is about getting right with us. It's about getting right with you. It's about me getting right with me. It's not about what you think about me. It's about I think about me. And that's the key. And I think a lot of times we look outside of ourselves. What does this relationship say about me? And why am I in this abusive relationship to begin with? Well, you're in an abusive relationship because to some degree within you, you believe that it's okay to be abused. To some degree, you feel like you should be abused because you're not a good enough person. And maybe you deserve this pain. Perhaps you believe that you can save this person, and in an egotistical way, believe that you can make everything right, you'll save the day, you'll come riding in the white horse, you'll change everybody's mind, you'll put a smile on everybody's face, and everybody's going to love you. Well, good luck with that. I mean, it's a good idea, and I've wanted to save people in the past, and certainly I like to do that in my practice. I like to help people, I like to help people find their true selves and really work on getting out of their depression and the anxiety and the sadness that they have created and that has been created for them. And I like to help them find their true identity. And sure, to some degree, it really does matter that they find that. But I really try to remove ego as much as possible, because when ego is in the way, what happens? When ego is in the way, we're not really necessarily thinking about what's best for everybody. We're thinking about what gives back to us, okay? So it's not you know, getting them on the right path and getting them into rehab or whatever needs to happen. It's more like, I saved the day. It was me. If it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have been in rehab. They could have OD'd, and that would be the end-all, be-all, and so-and-so would have been dead, and we would all be going to their funeral. But guess what? I saved the day. And to some degree, the only way that good things sometimes happen is based on ego, but we've got to eliminate that ego in our life and realize there's something much more than that, because when we do things out of egotistical reasons, we do it because we don't feel like we're still good enough. We feel like we have to prove something to other people. It's funny, like, you know, when people give and donate anonymously, I always think that's funny. It's cute when it began, you know, when people would say, oh, there was an anonymous donation, you know, made to XYZ, and it was kind of cute. But the funniest thing, though, is when you go to a monument and you see all these donations and they have all the names, and then there's like 30 anonymouses, right? And I'm sure to some degree, somebody who was very egotistical at one point thought that doing the anonymous thing was pretty cool too. And I'm sure there's a lot of non-egotistical people that chose that. But you know, there's some egotistical people that go, I'm going to be the anonymous. Oh yeah, that's me. But the only problem is there's 30 on that plaque over there, so I don't know which one you are. But you think about it, and that ego gets in the way of us creating a happy life too. So let's just say you want to be the savior to somebody. You meet somebody, their life is in shambles. You want to save them. So you come in, you swoop in. You swoop in and you bring them back home to live, and you take care of them, and you help them do this and you help them do that. And there'll be a certain group of people, there'll be a certain percentage of people that will be like, wow, thank you so much. You've changed my life forever. But a majority of those people will turn around and look at you and hate you for what you did. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but it's funny how when we think that we should give somebody something, for the most part, because of the way that they think about themselves with a low self-esteem, when you give them things and they didn't do it for themselves, they resent you for it. I know, it's tough, man. It's tough. And so when you think about it, when you're actually doing something for somebody, you need to do it for the right reasons. And even if it might come off harsh, and maybe you make somebody work for something, okay, in the end, that person's not only going to learn, but they're going to grow from that experience, and they're going to take that knowledge and reinvest that throughout their entire life. So after we've let go of those people who aren't around, and we've let go of the reason why we wanted to hang out with those people and realize that a lot of it was based on our own psyche, because we wanted to hang out with them, because why? Because they didn't want to hang out with us. It's funny how you want to be loved and liked by people that don't love and like you, but once they love and like you, you're like, yeah, next. That's great. Let me go find some other people that don't really like me. You know, I think it's interesting, too. You can get 15 or 20 text messages, and they're all like, oh, I love you, and oh, what are you doing, and how are you doing? And then you get that one text message that says, go screw off. And you go, oh, my God. I got to focus on this day and night. Why do you think they said that? And why do they mean? What am I going to say? How am I going to respond to this text message? Oh, my God, I can't believe they said that to me. while all those other people on those text messages love you and care about you and are so happy for whatever you've done for the community and giving back to society, and there's that one person that just can't stand you, and they text you something just kind of rude, and you're just like over there hooked on that text for the next 2 weeks. Again, what does that go back to? Caring what other people think. But if you think about it in this perspective, only caring about what people think that don't like you or don't find that what you're doing is valuable, meaning that there's something within you that strikes a chord, that seems like that's reality, okay? And then you want to either defend it or change their mind or defend yourself against it instead of just aligning yourself with everybody else that thinks you're awesome. Because if you really felt that you were awesome, you wouldn't have time for this bozo on this one text message. You'd just be like, okay, bozo, have a great day. Wish you the best of the best, buddy. Because it wouldn't affect you. You'd be like, what are they on, man? What kind of drugs are they on? Or you just look at it and be like, well, it's their problem, not mine. I always find that very interesting. I always do, because even the most evolved of us can fall into this trap. I've done it. Yeah, it's happened to me. For sure. Don't miss when I return. I'm going to be talking about the last two things to let go of to have a more joyous life. If you haven't already, go to the YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel with really cool weekly videos, new weekly videos about relationships, life, overcoming adversity, and everything in between. Go to YouTube, put Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find my videos and my channel. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you a leader in your community, a CEO and executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about the things to let go of for a more joyous life. Right before the break, I was talking about letting go of people who are never there and letting go of the need to spend time with those people or want those people in our life and being able to understand and recognize why we want those people around because there's something up with us. We should be embracing those people that care about us, that want to spend time with us, that have that have our best at heart, instead of the other way around, of the people that exclude us, you know, basically diss us, and the ones that we're trying to figure out, you know, where they stand. And it's not just about letting go of them. It's about letting go of the need or necessity to have those types of people in our life. But better yet, why are we falling trap into that? Because of what's going on in our own mind, because we don't think we're good enough. Also, because we're not really caring about the relationships we always have, because we want what we don't have. It's the human condition. We want what we don't have. So it's like having the most amazing marriage, but you don't really care about it until you're going through the divorce and you look back and you go, oh my God, I can't believe this. I mean, we were really close. But it was just so much, and it was just right in my face, and it was always there. I took it for granted. But it's also a self-esteem thing, right? It's like what I was talking about earlier with the text message. You got everybody telling you how great you are, and then you get the one text message with somebody telling you how great you're not. And what happens? You care more about that message than any of the other messages combined. The fifth thing that you want to let go of to make for a more joyous life is self-imposed limitations. Self-imposed limitations based on a limited knowledge base. Okay, example, I can't do XYZ because I don't have XYZ, okay? I can't do something because of this. Well, why can't you do it? Because you don't have this. Is that true? Or is that because you believe that to be true? Okay, whatever we believe to be true is our reality. We really do, to some degree, create our own reality. And by creating our own reality, those limitations that we believe are real are definitely real. You see what I'm saying? And so because we believe in those limitations and we believe that those are going to hold us back from this success, we believe that that success is not possible. So how do we break that down? Well, we begin to realize the actual limitations that we believe exist. And then we have to actually ask ourselves, are these real limitations and do they really exist? And are we going to allow these limitations to stay in our way? Is this a real limitation or is this something that we've created for us to be able to step back and say, yeah, there's nothing I can do. And I've done everything I can. There's nothing I can do. You know, I just got to let it go. And I think a lot of times, too, when we're scared of our own successes, when we're scared of failing, okay, it makes it easier to say, well, it was never going to work out anyway. You know, I had all this against me, and just no way. And you see people overcoming adversity all the time, where somebody loses limbs or, you know, or it gets hurt or ends up in a coma and gets out of it and does miraculous things or does miraculous things with a limited amount of things that we have that we don't even have to experience that type of limitation. And I think a lot of times when we see that, we see people overcoming that adversity, we begin to realize, maybe the limits that I've imposed on myself aren't really truly real. Maybe they don't hold water. And maybe I need to really think about these limitations and really think about, is this something that I've kind of projected on myself? Is there a way around it? Can I find a solution? And I'm sure that we all have limitations, okay? We all have multiple limitations that we've got to find a way around it. But there are solutions around it. We've just got to power ourselves up to realize that we have the power to move any mountain. We have the power to move things, to get around things, and our intelligence and our heart can find those solutions if we just allow ourselves to find it. Sometimes just getting help from somebody else can literally shine a light into the situation for us to be able to pull ourselves out of that and let go of that limitation that once stood in our way of the success that we've always dreamed of. Last but not least, we want to let go of a low self-esteem. And I think this is part of the whole. When we let go of the low self-esteem, a lot of this other stuff will just, well, it'll fall down to the ground. It'll shatter. Because it's being held up by a glass house based on low self-esteem. If you think about it, when we have low self-esteem, we believe in the negative in ourselves. We look to other people to define us. We care about what other people think about us because our own thoughts about ourselves, we don't feel is that important. We believe the negative comments that are said about ourselves, and we compute those to memory because we believe those to be the reality. And I agree that sometimes when you're around a negative people and you're around people that put you down, it begins to be easier to listen to that and accept that, but we've got to overcome that, and we have the ability to do so because what they told you is not real. What they told you is a lie. And when we believe lies, we are lying to ourselves. When we allow lies to take over our life, we are lying to ourselves and we're allowing somebody else's asinine opinion to take over our lives and to get away in the way of our success and our ultimate achievement. When we finally let go of the people that, well, they don't really want to spend time with us anyway, and we realize why, as far as self-esteem is concerned, why we hung on to them in the first place, that's an amazing victory in itself. And when we let go of those self-imposed limitations, we realize we have the power to create anything we want to as long as we put our head to it and our heart to it. And, you know, when you're doing this, this isn't like a one-day thing where you go, okay, I've figured it all out. I've done everything I need to do. I've followed Ashley's protocol. No, this is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job that you have to do every single day, every single minute of every single day, and keep being aware of. It's like you're the guard at the castle. You've got to be aware of the negative thoughts. You've got to be aware of the low self-esteem creeping in. You've got to be aware of all these things to make sure that you're living the true life that you deserve, living that joyous life that we deserve to live on this planet. You know, another thing is that if you do this, you will be an example to help others because you will be a beacon of light that other people will look up to because they'll know there's something different about you. There's something very cool and authentic about you, and they're going to want to learn about you and understand you and surround themselves by you. Your growth will be absolutely unbelievable. You will see such a spike in growth, success, belief, letting go of what no longer serves us, and also there'll be a lot less drama and stress in your life because you won't allow it in your life anymore because you don't have time for it. You don't have time for it because your life is important. Because you realize that your life is important and every single minute of your life is important. And the two most important things in your life is what? Your time on this planet and your health. If you haven't already, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. If you'd like to connect with me, go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond ASAP. Live your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.